Actually, I saw.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Power Your Life. And I am so excited today to really connect with someone that I believe is so very, very special. Many of us look towards success at something that's external, and yet we forget to figure out what we need to do internally within ourselves to really be able to manifest that success. And today we're going to delve into that in a lot more depth. I have a wonderful guest, Debbie Dashinger, who is a media maven, a keynote speaker, a professional voiceover artist, an award-winning actress and singer, and a certified dream coach. Her talents led her to be known as a visionary success and media expert. Debbie's cutting-edge talk radio show, Dare to Dream, is syndicated on over 60 stations, and she's earned multiple awards for the show. Debbie also has a bestseller launch program that takes authors to international best-selling book status, and her radio mastery training program helps entrepreneurs, speakers, and authors accelerate their radio skills. Some of her numerous awards include the Broadcasting Industry Lifetime Achievement Award, the winner of Successful Achievements from Voices of Women Worldwide, Inc., and Debbie was inducted into the Who's Who Hall of Fame for Entertainment. Welcome, Debbie. How are you?
Spending
How
time
are you?
With you. I'm great. Thank you, sweetheart. You know I adore you, and so to spend time with you, Dr. Joanne, on your amazing show is very meaningful to me. I'm really glad to be here.
I am smiling from ear to ear. You can't see that, hopefully, because
I can feel it.
You, firstly, I think you're a great interviewer, and you and I discussed when I was doing my bestseller book status without you, and it's a lot of work for authors. It's just really, I mean, I had to take a little bit of a hiatus afterwards just to recover from that, and you do that with so much ease. So before we delve into that, because we have so much to talk about, tell us a little bit what's contributing and what's contributed to your success in so many different areas: singer, actress, radio host, and the list goes on and on.
Wow. Thank you. That's a really interesting question. You know, part of it is I have something in my DNA that's very persistent, that really is committed to executing things and completing them. And that's despite obstacles or anything that comes in my way, just as it does in everybody's. But I really believe in a successful completion. And the other thing I think that is contributory is that I say yes a lot, because within me I feel the no. If there's an opportunity and I feel within my belly, oh, that feels exciting, that could be really wonderful, I really never give in to doubt or uncertainty, because every time I step up to the plate and say yes to something, I find that I'm extremely capable. And so it creates a lot of hyphens within what I do. This weekend is a great example. There's a big name speaker, transformational person. She goes all over the world. She makes millions of dollars. She's very well known. And she knows my work, and she likes to hire me. I've done her best-selling book launch, and she just recently said, I'd like to hire you to do the live streaming, be the live on-air host on camera and also chatting.
Wow.
I'd never done that before, but I felt inside, that feels really exciting. I love being on camera. I love interviewing. I love being at workshops and growing. What would that be like for 4 days? I kind of had no idea what the job called for, but I just felt a big yes. And so that's what I said was, I'm in. Hire me. And it turned out to be extraordinary. That yes created footage for me that I can use in the future as a sizzle reel. It created brand new connections with a lot of people who now know me and my work. It allowed me to step forward for somebody I really believe in and show her off in the best light, use my skills very spontaneously, and now know going forward there's yet one more thing I can be hired for in this realm of what I love. So I really feel like persistence, saying yes, and trusting that feeling inside of me to guide me to the next right step. All of those create a lot of happiness, certainly, and success for me.
Which I think is, you know, is what's been propelling you forward, as you've spoken about. And I think it's so important because that feeling of saying yes, that there's something within you that is telling you, I can do this. I'll figure out what it is, but I can do this, which not everybody has that level of self-confidence and ease. So what about the people, because you work with so many different people, Debbie, what about those people that are a little bit shaky about who they are? They may not feel like you do yes to this. They may feel, well, can I do it? I don't know if I could do it. So they may be doubting that. How do you help them shift to that yes?
That's often a lot of people I work with. So within everybody I find, even very popular, quote-unquote, confident people, there is always at least one area where they feel very shaky and insecure and doubtful. And I actually love working with that. I have a capacity to see. I certainly see people's weaknesses. And I'm sure you would too, Joanne, because as interviewers, as people who are used to being on camera, you can really feel someone's energy when they're totally present, confident, calm, and they can really deliver good sound bites and information, be interesting. And then you can feel, of course, the opposite. So when I have somebody who is shaky, it is actually a great honor for them to allow me to come into their energetic space and suss out what's not working for them, and then also be able to see very clearly what their brilliance is. And within their brilliance is their message out to the world that only they can deliver in their way. And I help them knock down all those obstacles, the weaknesses, and really focus on why they're here and what they know that we don't know, and then how to articulate it. It really, once you know how to message yourself out into the world, people get it right away. It's how you build your media prowess. So within my work, that's what I do. And then, of course, there's the tech as well. But there's almost that deep spiritual thing that we have going on that helps them align. And once they know why they're here, what they're really doing, and how to articulate it, it's like the dam is broken and the money flows, the clients flow, the work flows, and the great ease in being themselves out in media. And then any of that insecurity you're talking about, honestly, it's gone because they start to really get this solidity within themselves. And it is such a beautiful thing to see.
I love, I'm listening to you, and I'm seeing people coming to you and having puzzlement on their faces and leaving with beautiful shining eyes and glowing and knowing, like you said, just sort of knowing who they are and how to put themselves out there in the world. Because I believe in what you're saying, that we all have these innate gifts, and yet how do we put it out there? How do we let other people know who we are and what we have to contribute? And we all have something valuable to contribute. I want to backtrack a little bit, because you've had a very fascinating career as an actress and a singer. What happened? I mean, I'm sure you still use that, but how did you venture away from that? Some people spend their whole lives acting and singing, and that's it, but not Debbie Dassinger.
Wow. So here's some transparency for you. I did that from the time I was a little girl. It's all I ever did, all I ever wanted. And I went to college for it. I went to summer stock, and I did it all over the world, in the country and every medium. And it was my greatest joy spot. And one day I woke up, and literally something inside changed, and I knew it. But it was so shocking for me to start to lose passion about being an actress and a singer. I mean, shocking, because it was literally my identity. And I didn't know what to do with that information. It was so deeply uncomfortable and strange. And I sat with it for 3 years, and I kept acting through it. And it got worse. It didn't get better. It kept pulling at me and saying, we're not fully invested anymore. And I couldn't even believe that that was possible. And then in a year where I had landed the most parts, I was booked. I had a film. I had a lovely role in a film that I got. I was booked in a very popular play that was going around the country with a really well-known actor and a really well-known director, a very small play, and one other medium, all in the same year, and it should have been glory time. I felt something changing inside, and I didn't want to do things that I should have wanted to do, fleshing out my character, memorizing lines. It was arduous for me, and I had to come to terms that year. If I'm booking and then not feeling like showing up, something is terribly wrong, and I didn't know what it was, but I knew something was ending around acting and singing. And I literally had to give it up, like throw it up in the air to something greater than myself, and go into this really interesting, it was a bit of the dark night of the soul. It took 3 years of not knowing and saying, I don't know what's next for me, but I'm pretty clear this isn't it. I'm willing to give it up for this amount of time, however long it's going to take, but please let me know what is the next right step. So for 3 years, I just tried different things. I took a jewelry class, and I started making jewelry and selling it at stores. I was invited to sing with a big band and a jazz combo. That was joyous for me. I did that. And not much else, to be honest. And it was at the end of that. I also was doing Toastmasters and speaking. At the end of that stuff started happening. And Toastmasters, I thought, well, maybe I should try being a motivational speaker and seeing what that's like. And I hope whoever's listening hears how uncomfortable this was, but how open I was to just trying things in case you're in the same place. So I literally tried being a motivational speaker for 3 years. Someone called me during that time for a voiceover cartoon job because someone recommended me. I ended up booking that and making a lot of nice money singing and voicing this character. And then I thought, I want to do more voiceovers. How do I do that? I got an agent. I saw something for radio, and I thought, oh, I hate radio. I hated radio. But I said, but that's a way to get my voice out there. Let's try it. And I'm doing this little music show for 3 months, thinking, I don't know if I like this so much, but I'm trying it. I'm just being open. And then the owners come to me at the station and say, we're willing to give you your own show. This music thing has gone well. Come back. Let's have a conversation. We had a meeting, and Dare to Dream poured out of me. And now 9 years later, that's my award-winning syndicated show. So it's almost like the universe had to take me jewelry, singing, Toastmasters, all these different strange and almost separate avenues that at some point all came together to create very much what I'm doing.
You know, I totally believe in listening to that inner voice or that inner information, like you were getting that sense. This isn't working anymore in your acting career, and yet you talked about the dark night of the soul, not really knowing what else, but trying all different things. And I believe from what you're telling us that the universe led you into the right path for your not only for you, Debbie, but for so many people that you're helping. So what about individuals that say, well, I don't know how to listen to my inner voice. I don't know what it's telling me. And yet here I am, I'm having the dark night of the soul, like constantly here. And how do I listen? How do I pay attention? How do I know what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah, you know, and we don't always know that. We don't always hear that. Now, I'm deeply connected. That voice is almost like sentences that run through me. I'm clairsentient, so I get information that's really definitive. But even for me, I don't. That period of time we're talking about, it wasn't like that. And if I even said to you, Joanne, oh, it was a faith journey, oh, that's pompous. It's so not true. I literally had no clue where I was headed. So what I would say to anybody who doesn't have that sense is please just trust the next right step. How do you know the next right step? You feel inside. What is light and right? That's what you do. And if something feels dark and heavy, don't do it. And it's just like, it's the same thing with people, situations, careers, money, anything. You know, you can be your own kinesiologist, literally. How does it feel when you even sense going forward? You don't need the information. You don't need to know how it's going to work out. You don't even need to know the journey. Just energetically, is there a lightness? Is there a bit of excitement? A bit of, oh, what would that be like? Then it just experience it. Here's the great news. Once you make a choice, you can always re-choose. You can always say no later down the road. Ah, that was fun. It didn't work out. I'll choose something else. Maybe you needed that experience for a reason. But if instead, rather, you're feeling into something and you get this, ah, sort of that, in Charlie Brown, that character always has that dark cloud over him. If you have that sort of very, ah, deep, dark sense about something, let it go. It's not for you. It's not yours to do. And that's how easy it can be. You don't need to know the whole journey. We rarely do. Just trust the next right step.
You know, I'm totally in support of that because I also teach that. And I think that your body, you never lies to you. So if you're, like you said, if you're feeling when you think about something, if you're feeling tightness or darkness or and there are different areas where you can feel it in on your chest and in your back. The back actually represents the male side, and the chest and the heart center is the female side. You can ask those questions and see what you get. And you're right, we don't have to stick to one thing. I think we are so expansive that statistically I've also seen that people don't necessarily, they may go to school for one thing, but it doesn't mean that they necessarily have to stay there. We are multidimensional. So speaking of multidimensionality, when you are helping people achieve their success, what do you see for them is true success?
Everybody has something so different, and I think that's very freeing. For me, success certainly is to allow them to align with what it is they're here to do. And for not everybody wants to be visible or needs to be visible to be successful. And for some people, it's just giving back and being of service. For some people, it's they have a big message, they have a big calling, and they need to be out in the world. For some people, all they want to do is create their book into an international bestseller. For some people, they just want to master the art of being interviewed and learning how to use PR for their business. I coach people. It's interesting. I have, like one of my clients, all she wants to do is create dreams. Well, I'm a certified coach. You know, we're working on that together, and but, of course, it's a very inner process, right? So we're doing a lot of inner work for her. I have other clients who come to me specifically for business purposes. Deb, make my book into an international bestseller. I do that, no worries. But I also do strategy calls for them because my experience of this process is it's not just about being a bestseller. What do you want to create? What are you not doing that is really in your heart to do? We set up strategy calls so that that is already underway, and before or by the time the book hits bestseller status, they're already there. And so it's this viral tsunami of amazing energy they get to ride and recreate basically where they're headed and the new pieces they want to add. The radio interview stuff is very interesting because it's more tech, but also I like to call it spiritual because it's almost shamanic. I'm not a shaman, by the way, by any means, but I have clients who call me that or magical, and I deeply appreciate it because it is a very magical process about what's going on. There is a real freedom that's unearthed when somebody gets to be themselves and have everything packaged for them, including their inner value, so they can be so expressive out in the world with great ease.
You know, many people face challenges, and many people may have started different careers and struggled in their careers, even though you were talking about having that dark night of the soul, Debbie, and spending a few, like 3 years, not really knowing, but sort of testing the waters in multiple kinds of areas, including the jewelry and the singing, whatever. It didn't seem as though you were struggling with that, maybe internally. Mm. What about those people who are really struggling with success and struggling about getting their name out and really being more present in their business? What do they need to do to feel more at ease and more comfortable and to generate that success much more easily?
Mm. Such a good question. That is the question du jour for most entrepreneurs, business people, authors, healers, is that the majority of them, not all, but the majority are struggling. They don't have the business. They're barely thriving and surviving. They're not making enough money. They don't have the right contacts. And that's where media comes in. Here's the great news about media. It's free. Most of it is totally free, and when you do it correctly, you get PR for you out into the world, people, places, and things that never heard of you before, and that's how you build up your database. That's how you build up people who know about your workshops, your products, your books, and your brilliance. And so it's really a journey about learning how to use it. The tech, of course, is, you know, everything from a press media kit and how to do that correctly and how to set up your website, how to have everything together so at a moment's notice, like it happened to me this morning, by the way, right before Joanne's show, somebody pretty big out in the world sent me, boom, emergency, a guest just dropped out. Can you come on? When you have your package perfect and ready for you, you can send it out in 2 minutes and say, yes, I can do that if you are indeed available. And you can be booked on something phenomenal that will be a game changer. The other piece is what goes on internally. I know a lot of people who get on radio, for instance, or magazine or TV, and they don't have, well, I'll call it the tech again, but they don't have the tech of how to be artfully interviewed and create results. And it's really important to do that. And there's definitely technique to doing that. And so once they learn that, they will find that even 5 minutes on a show, 3 minutes, a full hour, they will end up booking clients, people who start going to their website to find out more of what they do. People say, I have to buy that or show up at a workshop. It's all so important. And, you know, for instance, I am doing a really small, intimate workshop. We're only accepting a few people coming up in Denver, Colorado. I have a client who lives there. She wants to book me, fly me out there, and she wants me to do a private day with a small group so everybody leaves with all their tech. So I want to specifically address this because if people want success and you're interested in that, please go to my website, Debbie Dashinger, it's DACHINGER.com, and send me a contact and we'll see if you're a fit for this. But I'm taking people through in a fast way so they leave with everything, the skills, all the information, all the press kit, everything they need to get out there right away. Everything's possible, but as we know, those of us who are coaches, it's often about aligning yourself with someone who's got that information. And whatever investment you make in yourself, please know with a great coach, you're making that back very quickly, 10 times whatever you invested in yourself. So whether it's marketing, branding, radio, bestsellers, you know, there's many things out there to get you forward quickly, but align yourself with a great coach so you can stop striving and thriving and surviving and get into wealth and abundance with your message out there quickly. So important.
Dream coaching. It's not about nighttime dreams. So what does it mean to be a dream coach? Well, maybe it does
literally
have some night.
You know, I don't do the nighttime stuff. I really don't. That's not my expertise. Yeah, okay. Although I can help you sleep, hopefully, if we have a good session, you can sleep better. I can only say it literally, it's about creating dreams. My life has been about creating dreams. My radio show is about creating dreams. My book, Dare to Dream, and Wisdom to Success, they're all about creating dreams. It is very much my life path, but also it's because it was my life wound, you know? And I feel very inspired to share that because it's been really up for me is the fascination about all of us, wherever our wounds are, how when we take it on to heal from that, we come out the other side, and that's our gift to the world. For me, growing up in the place I grew up, the people I grew up with, I had a lot of neglect and abandonment growing up. I didn't even know my father till I was 5 years old. You know, my mother just didn't have the capacity. And so I grew up with these wounds of feeling unseen, not special, not listened to, and not valued. And isn't it fascinating that the work I do, when I've come out on the other side of having healed that, is I listen to people, I put the spotlight on them, I make them feel valued and loved. So, you know, you understand that deep wound created actually an extreme sensitivity. And I share that because it would be very fascinating for all of us to take a look at where our wound was and then what we ended up doing with it in spite of and because of it. And that's how it is with dreams too, because I had this big personality and big desires, but when you come from that place, it's kind of hard to create dreams. But I was so determined to get through the other side, so it had to be a big healing journey for me so I could then take them on and start creating at the level I feel I was really meant to.
You know, so many people are afraid to look at that uncomfortable, dark area within themselves that you're talking about because of the pain that arises and all sorts of other uncomfortable feelings, maybe anger but like you're saying, Debbie, it's so important to heal that. Now, do you, in the work that you do, help people heal those wounds and identify what those wounds are?
You know, yes, and more and more, and I love your question, and I'm going to be very honest with you. I used to be pretty tech-oriented. You know, we have a book, they do writing, we check in. What I'm finding is that I am letting go at a deep level and allowing my deep intuitive gift, this capacity for downloads essentially, to take over. I used to question it much more, and today I believe so much in that information. And the more I say things that I sense and feel, the more it is being, we're having profound sessions, and what I'm hearing from my clients is very big and even more encouraging for me to just allow this to flow. And even though I don't it's no logic there, to understand that there is great purpose for healing for the person on the other end. That is why, I mean, that is so about coaching. It's got to be what they're doing on the outside, that they're happy, moving forward, doing what they love, absolutely. But that there has to be something that shifts on the inside to a great degree. So it is really working with the writing, the talk, the conversations we have, but also flowing forward what I'm receiving and seeing the great dynamic change that's taking place because of it. It's a fascinating process, and the dream coaching is totally different for everybody that I work with.
Which I think is what makes it so special. Now, you talked about being clairsentient. Many of our listeners don't know what that is. And clairsentient is just the way of receiving guidance, and it's a sense of knowing. I get that, too. And so oftentimes it's like, well, how do you have that information, Debbie? How do you have that information, Joanne? It just comes. And you have to, like you said, you have to get to a point where you can trust it. Other people are clairvoyant where they actually see it, or clairaudient where they hear it. So there are many different ways to be able to receive that inner guidance. And there are ways, too, because I've taught that, to open up to that guidance. And what you're saying is so very, very important, because you're doing that. You're being guided, Debbie, to help others through your inner guidance in ways that the universe is telling you, because it's seeing more and more of an expansion for your work, which is very, very beautiful. I want to talk a little bit about your radio mastery training. When entrepreneurs or speakers come to you for that, what are they looking for? Is it just to be on radio, or what kind of skills do you help them develop and help them accelerate?
Wow. I have clients right now from every walk of life. I have healers who do very well out in the world but cannot get booked on mainstream. They can get booked on everything else. And then it's about relanguaging, so they didn't come over so ooey-ooey that nobody understands what they're saying, and they can be received instead but still be themselves. It's fascinating to do that, like, and then see them break down barriers. And I see them on big TV shows, interviews and stuff, and I'm so proud of them. I have someone who's just come out of the closet who has been a deep meditator, but such a businesswoman that she couldn't own her spiritual side, and also comes off quite as a cold businesswoman. So we're really retooling her, because I can sense inside that's not even who she is. It was a total protective device. So this person's becoming charming and loving, like really releasing her inner softness that was just disguised for most of her life, and doing an amazing job so people can connect and resonate with her. I have other clients who literally just hand things over to me and say, do it, and that's fine too. And then I have, everybody's got a different point of view. And then I have a lot of people who want so much to be of service. They want to start speaking on big stages. They want to start booking more media so that they are really known out in the world, their book, their products, everything gets out in an even bigger way. Honestly, I have men, I have women, young, old, medium, from everywhere in the country. I do even do Skype sessions with people in other countries. So that said, what do they get? Well, it depends where they are. So for instance, I worked with somebody the other day. We did a private one day, and she came to my place. It's an awesome experience. And this person's really well known out in the world. She has a very big name. She doesn't hurt for clients. She doesn't hurt for filling her events or anything. She's got magic with money and business. However, she was at a crossroads. I think actually many of us are feeling a change from within, and that's because we're aligning with the year it is, the energy it is, the changes on the planet and the people, and we feel called. We're not quite sure. We know we're kind of doing what we're supposed to do, but something else is going on. She came to me. She's like, tweak session, and it was amazing. She left with this huge pages and pages that she went home, called her team and said, okay, website is now this. Okay, landing page is now going to have that title. We're now going to be developing products that look like X, Y, and Z. I mean, I just had all this clarity for her, and it was just joyous for both of us. She felt completely free leaving, and I felt awesome, being able to disseminate. And we're having a follow-up appointment, because it doesn't just end there. I mean, once the floodgates open, there's more and even more. So I work with people, but it's everything about, if they're a beginner, I get them very comfortable. I mean, we do coaching, a lot of coaching, so that they're exceptional and confident and calm. We work on sound bites. I teach them exactly how to be sure to implement, stories and statistics and long answers and short answers, and be personal. what do they do if they fumble? We work on that and how they recover from that. How to really be themselves. And like I said, get out of the weakness and into the brilliance of who they are and all the tech. Everything from the inside, outside. And certainly I have a website, MediaMasteryRadio.com. If anyone wants to look at MediaMasteryRadio.com, there's tons of information there. But it really is quite customized. And I have to say, Joanne, that's what I love about it. If I had to replicate it like a factory, I would get super bored. Everyone
right.
who comes has different needs, and that's super fulfilling.
Well, that's the beauty of being able to coach and receive that inner guidance in terms of what each person really needs, and in addition to your overall expertise. If you were to define a few principles of what success is or true success, how would you identify them?
Well, I strongly believe that success is about being happy. That success is really about attaining what you desire. I think for most of us, we want to feel that we wake up to a life that is satisfying, we are contented with, that we have a sense of peace and direction, but also quite present. Outside of that, and in this very interesting time that defines success as having money, house, right car, right lover, right body, right face, I don't believe that. I think those things can contribute to attainment, but anyone who has gone to a third world country and experienced people who don't have money, a lot of food, have experienced tremendous joy and presence and connection and walked away from these people and said, wow, I live in the United States and I'm supposed to have all this wealth and abundance and I have, you know, 1,000 times more than they do and I'm not happy. So really I think success is waking up and having a successful life. And what does that mean to you? What would create that contentment, satisfaction, peace, and presence? And that's what each person has to answer.
You know, so what I'm hearing and what I also concur with is that success is very individualized. And like you said, Debbie, people can have all the external markings of success, wonderful bank account, beautiful house, one, you know, lavish clothes, and yet they may be totally unhappy. So that is not what's bringing them success. What would you like our listeners to take away with most today?
I would like them to know that they can let go of fear, that victory can be won in the silence of your own being first, that you can let go of clinging to anything, because we literally have the ability to take every moment previous to this, in this life and beyond, and discreate it, literally choose that none of it existed and therefore doesn't warrant our attention. But in this very moment, we can make a choice, a brand new choice, decision for something, anything, even just to have peace and breath. And that's all that matters. And in every moment, it is about a choice. So manifest love, self-healing, separateness is an illusion. And I would say, based on the conversation we just had, face yourself squarely. What does success mean? What is moving forward into ease in your life, your business? What does that mean? What do you require to do that? Then do it. Stop struggling and have greater ease and healing so that you can have the life you always dreamed of.
I love it. Beautiful. Now, you're doing what you love to be doing right now. However, is there anything else on the horizon for you that we need to look forward to? Because you
are
so not yet.
I'm so not static. And the fact that you even asked that is kind of profound. It's actually like, oh, I guess I just want everyone to know me as that. But I have to say, there is.
No.
I'm feeling the same call of the wolf that everyone else is. And I don't know where it's headed. I can tell you I'm having a conversation with someone later today because the universe is bringing things forward for me that I'm already interpreting or inside. You know, part of it, you know, I feel when it comes to dreams, I always keep them a little close to my vest in the beginning because energetically I don't like to dispel too much. I can, with great frankness, say it involves travel around the world. It may involve speaking as well. And I know it involves healing modalities. And it may involve wine because I've been taking sommelier classes. And in August, I am headed for my wine specialist in Spanish wine certification. And see, like everybody else, when I'm saying follow the energy, it's crazy, right? Like, what is that? But I
so
love
why wine? That's
wine.
Interesting. It's like, how does that go with this media maven and radio mastery training and being a dream coach? I mean, it just, I love it. I really do. I'm trying to figure out to try to connect the dots a little bit, Debbie. Maybe they don't connect, which is fine too.
They don't and they do, totally. So they don't connect because, isn't that out of left field? And how it came about is I just really love wine. I find it fascinating. I find it romantic. And I just kind of knew what I liked, but I didn't have any knowledge. And I thought, well, why don't we just take a class? I went to a local wine place that is very well known and asked about classes, and they said, why don't you go? And they told me where they have the real deal. Sommelier is a French word for wine steward. That's who you meet at restaurants and other places that are experts. They're certified. They actually take years and years of classes. So they said, why don't you just go there and take a class? I took one class, which led to another class, which led to the certification. And what I have realized is it has kicked up this huge passion within me. And I am, just like I recommended, following energy. It doesn't make sense, and yet, could it be a hobby? Absolutely. It could just be this hobby, and I go to parties and talk about wine or have other wine enthusiasts and just really enjoy them. At the same time, I'm just paying attention that something else is sort of there and possible. And it could be everything I'm doing now and adding this into the mix. So I don't have anything definitive, but I am exploring right now, and all I really am is quite open. I love it, so I'm going to follow the passion no matter what, again, even if it's a hobby. But who knows? Who knows? It could be a second radio show about wine.
You know, and it could be something else about wine and connected with everything that you're doing. It's really important what you said, too. People need to follow the passion, need to be open, because oftentimes people say, no, you know, they're very closed-minded. No, I can't do this. I'm doing this. And yet, you are a perfect example of being able to listen to that guidance, Debbie, being open to where it leads you, because there are always next steps. And it just allows you to broaden your perspective and to help more and more people. So I love what you're doing. I adore you.
Mm.
And tell people more about how they can reach you, how they can get a hold of your book, how they can join your bestseller launch program, your radio mastery training, and even when you do whatever you're doing with wine, how they can pay attention to that.
Awesome. Yeah. So as far as the wine, I mean, you know, more will be revealed. So I'll just say that. But if you're interested, of course, go to your local wine place or I think you can probably type in sommelier or NASA, NASA it is called, believe it or not. That's the National Association of Sommeliers. You can look that up. And then write me about your favorite wine. We could talk. And then as far as my books, Amazon, the last name is Dashinger, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, Dare to Dream, and also Wisdom to Success. I have people, I'm so proud of these people who have read this book and have changed their entire lives. And literally, I still hear I'm in contact with a lot of, they were followers, they've become friends. And so they write to me and tell me how they're doing, and they're going to China, and they're making my book, everyone on their board, it's required reading. It's fascinating because I love that this could change the world. My bestseller book launch. Please, if you have a book and you are ready to rock and roll, don't get exhausted. I know exactly what Joanne was sharing at the beginning, and she's so correct. It is a wipe you out chi killer when you take on your own bestseller process. And it just, you can register for a done for you program. I've got a very low level entry product if you want to do it on your own, or if you would like it done for you. Either way, mybestsellerbook.com. Mybestsellerbook.com is all the information there. And then if you're ready to rock and roll it on radio, go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. And if you want to sign up for both programs, I have a crazy discount, so you can easily afford both and really rock and roll who you are and your career and everything you're doing. Otherwise, DebbieDashinger.com and on Twitter, Debbie Dashinger, and on Facebook, Dare to Dream Radio and TV. And I would love you to give a shout out. I'm sure any friend of Joanne's is a friend of mine. I'd love to hear from you. And anything that was meaningful today or any questions you have, I would be happy to connect with you.
Well, Debbie, as always, it's such a pleasure, and I, like I said, I have such a warm place in my heart for you, and I am looking forward to what you're doing next, because we'll have you on the show again, we'll do more and more and more, and when I am ready for that next bestseller, I know who I'm going to, so I don't spend like a month and a half afterwards recouping.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, it'd be such my pleasure to give you wings to fly with great ease. And I adore you too. Thank you for the amazing work you're doing out in the world and all the wisdom you offer people.
Thank you, Debbie, and the same to you. You have so much to give, and it keeps growing and expanding, and everybody that is in touch with you is benefiting from your greatness and from your love and your genuine truth that shines through. So thanks for being a part of Power Your Life today, and have a blessed day.
Yay, I love this.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to be switching gears next week, and I'm having humanitarian and music therapist Sharon Katz with the Peace Train 2016 touring across America, and her film When Voices Meet. And Sharon is a very special person, too. However, remember to tune in next week. If you have missed any part of today's show, you can always hear it on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to it the minute we get off, and you can listen to it in the comfort of your home. Remember the gifts that Debbie has to offer to you, and also remember something that she said, because you are powerful. You have the ability to access your inner guidance. You have the ability to find out so much more. And if you want to learn how to access that guidance and want to learn more about what I do as a coach and energy master teacher and more, and find out about more heaven, because every child is special, my new international bestseller on Amazon, go to www.drjoannewhite.com. Today it's actually under development, so don't be surprised if it doesn't take you there today, but it is running and wonderful. And also, Power Your Life Network is a network that I founded, and it's a broadcasting network, and it has Power You University. And we're about to launch so much more on that network. So it's poweryourlifenetwork.com. Stay tuned. Remember that you are incredibly special, and access your gifts and your joy, because that's your birthright. Have a blessed day wherever you are, and thanks for joining us. This is Joanne White. Take care. Hope to see you again next Wednesday, June 22nd. Noon Eastern.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit DocWhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.